Good morning, church. Running a little bit late this morning. You ever get the feeling that everybody's just watching you, waiting for you? Boy, do I have that feeling. Okay, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we got songs to sing here. And Father, we want to just put aside everything, focus on you here this morning, to go straight to your throne room, to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, as we just come to you now without any preamble or any posturing, we just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
And move and have our being. to the Lord. Tell him of your love, hallelujah. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, woo! Sing it to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go and share it with each other this morning.
Amen.
Thank you.
last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For it changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the sky.
Fathers.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart. say the Father said the Son. Though he completed the earthly task he had begun, he let this old world have its way. On one dark and tragic day, to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love. I can almost feel the heavens shuddering still, standing helpless, watching Jesus climb that hill. Asking help from not one man, perfect love makes no demands. He walked in love, perfect love, his kind of love. It was not the nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was his love for us that made him cause. And how the angels must have cried, watching helpless as he died, to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love. It is finished, those were the last words were spoken. From the body of a man whose heart was broken, God condemned by man the judge, accepting judge without one grudge, to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love.
Thank you, Lord.
Fountain in his name, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away. poor lisping, stammering thug lies silent in the grave. And in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have it your way, Lord. Have it your way. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. And we want to say today, no weapons formed against this body shall prosper. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and any high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that we got the victory in Christ Jesus. We got the victory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, He is a source. He is a provider. He is a healer. Oh, He's our inspiration. He's our motivation. He's our God, and in Him will we trust. Praise His holy name. And when the devil comes like a flood, hallelujah, He raises the standard against him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is He that is within us than he that's in the world. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for giving us the victory. Thank you, Lord, that let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're not children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but we are. Oh, Lord, we have the power in Christ Jesus. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. When he comes against us, oh, Lord, we submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. In 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy says, be not ashamed of the testimony of Christ, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of Christ, according to the power of God. Hallelujah, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Who was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Hallelujah. But now is manifest by the appearing of Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light by the gospel. Hallelujah. We thank you. And for that which cause we suffer these things, nevertheless, we're not ashamed. For we know whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against the day. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let this, oh, Lord, confidence be in us, oh, Lord. Let this assurance be in each and every one of us. And let us realize that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory, for mighty victory this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we want to walk in obedience. We want to walk uprightly. We want to do according to your word. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. The Bible says, up to the upright there is a light in the darkness. Oh, he's gracious and full of compassion. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. He will not be afraid of evil tidings, for his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Hallelujah. He is our provider. He is our God, and in him will we trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is he that gives us the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. And we know that every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow of turning. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being Jehovah Jireh, for being our provider, for being Jehovah Shalom, for being our peace. Even in the middle of our circumstances, you saturate us with your peace, O Lord. And we want to thank you today for victory. A mighty victory in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. O Lord, we know what we have in Christ Jesus. We know that he has supplied all our needs. We are blessed people. And now is time that we can give to the work of the Lord. To give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. He tells us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that we are, oh Lord, delighted to give to the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing this offering that we're about to receive. Thank you for making multiply. Thank you, Lord, for an increase, we pray. An increase for each individual in this body of believers, but also, Lord, for the church. Oh, Lord, thank you for meeting every need there is, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Thank you, Father, for giving him freedom to preach, giving him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you for saturating him with your peace. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory, O Lord. Oh, and let the excitement rise in this body. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord and good morning. You know, we did said goodbye to our brother Reggie Shin this last week. And, I sang this song there. It's called Going Home. And I'm not sure everybody there received it. But I'm sure if I do it again here this morning, I think more of you will receive it and you'll understand what I'm talking about. You know, when Jesus told us that in his Father's house are many mansions, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. So that's a promise. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. So he said, he's not lying to us. And that's something that we look forward to as Christians. Amen. But this song was actually not written by me, unfortunately. I wish I had. It was very pretty. They say heaven's pretty, and living here is too. If they said that I would have to choose between the two, I'd go home. I'd go home where I belong. Now sometimes when I'm dreaming, it comes as no surprise. If you look, you'll see that homesick feeling in my eyes. I'm heading home. I'm going home where I belong. But while I'm here, I'll serve him gladly and I'll sing him all these songs. Well, I'm here, but not for long, oh, no. And when I'm feeling lonely, or when I'm feeling blue, it's such a joy to know that I'm only passing through. I'm heading home. I'm going home where I belong. Now someday I'll be sleeping when death knocks on my door. I'll awake to find that I'm not homesick anymore. 'Cause I'll be home. I'll be home where I belong.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have a prayer time, and I want to read a praise report to you. Can you take a praise report?
Amen.
All right. This is from a person named Aaron. I don't know if Aaron is a woman or a man. Is Aaron a woman's name? Someone said yes? E-R-I-N. That's a girl? Okay. God bless. You have been a treasure to me and my family. God led me to you this December after the Holy Ghost convicted me of the abhor of these pagan holidays that are keeping the world in bondage. When God's word clearly speaks of how he hates these things. During a service before Christmas, the pastor of the church I attended tried to redeem Christmas, acknowledging the pagan roots briefly, but went on to say, if Jesus was here, he too would approve of the celebration, referring to them when he went to the temple for the Feast of Lights. He also called Christians creepy when he placed the word Santa on a big screen and moved the letters around to say Satan that thought this way. I just could not believe it. Any slight research will tell you that this is what the occult does for use of power in words. I addressed the church my concerns and got no response. Needless to say, I stopped attending, and that's when I found you. Every day I learn more about the war we're in, and soon we can look for the Lord Jesus Christ to return. Thank you for your encouraging messages and also exposing the truth of the evil that surrounds us. This is rare to find. When you follow God's commandments, you truly feel like an alien in this world. Everywhere you look, Satan has his fingerprints. This past Sunday, I tried to listen to the webcast and was unable to. I didn't know if you're having a problem with your server or if it could be my computer. I've never had a problem before. That is why I'm concerned. I look forward to the service and was disappointed I could not watch. I am glad you have many archives, however, for me to choose from. Thank you for the glory you are giving the Lord. And that's signed by Aaron. So you want to praise her for that. The price of oil stayed flat this week and increased with 83 cents to a 98.67 per barrel. The world government is bidding its time to raise prices as soon as war breaks out in the Middle East. And during the last week, thousands of American soldiers have been flown into two stadium bases around the Persian Gulf. And it's obvious that there's a strong military buildup of American forces in the region. Now, this is not reported on our news here in America. But as I monitor the news from Israel, they are talking about the tens of thousands of American soldiers that are being flown into two bases around the Persian Gulf right now and positioned there. Jewish news sources have consistently reported that it is only a matter of time before Israel will strike Iran. The Obama administration knows this and is therefore positioning troops and ships in the area to deal with the fallout. We will have to clean it up. Currently, there are three U.S. carrier groups in that region. Very seldom do we have two carrier groups together, not three, unless there's a war. There are three carrier groups right now in that region. So we need to pray against this that God will simply squash this. Here's a praise report. Last week, we prayed for Nadine Walby, who had been declared to be dead within days. After the visit by Charles Terrell, he went about 2 weeks ago and prayed. Later by me, my wife, Jerry Kenny, and Randy Bartley, she has revived. Lois Amark is going there all the time, so the prayer that was prayed last Sunday in church was answered by God. At this point, we do not know what God is doing, what God's going to do with Nadine. Let's just praise him for his grace and goodness. She's a member of this church. She came here about 1979. Now, here's what Lois told me. Her daughter left, I think it was Saturday, either Friday or Saturday, and on the way to the airport called Lois and said, Mom is dying anytime soon. Go down and see her. So Lois went down to this nice home, and she expected to see her in bed, you know, just hung over, you know, just ready to die. And instead she found her up and around. And she simply got out of the bed, helped herself to what she needed to do. And when Lois came in, she was just standing there. You know, you're supposed to be dead. So Lois said, now, do you know who I am? And she said, yes. What's my name? She said, honey. Because, you see, they said that she can't remember her anything. So then she said, I know you're Lois. Then she made a lot of other things. So you know what? I was there a week ago, last Sunday. And I thought, you know, she was laying in bed, very skinny, you know, just like this. I thought, you know, man, she is about dead. And now she's up walking around. All right, so let's praise God for that. I don't know what God's going to do. Maybe he's going to raise up completely. We have her back in church. The financial giving was down last week, both in our church and from our friends around the world. Church rent and mortgage is coming up this week, and as now there is no money available to take care of this. Story of my life. I wish I would have some other kind of profession sometimes. Please let us pray that God will bless his people. They have something to give. All right. A week ago, the reports on the weather in California, remember this now, stated there was no rain in sight. I looked at the forecast, 7-day forecast, sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. After prayer, last Sunday, we got some weak weather fronts coming in, and they gave us some light rain. Remember that? Tomorrow, beginning tonight, we have a stronger front coming in. They said it might give us a little bit more rain. Let's today pray that it will pour. And it will stay around for a while. And ask him to God to make this a soaker. I got faith for that. Mitch from Georgia has requested prayer for his son. He's working two jobs and not able to make enough money to pay for his expenses as a businessman. Now, remember we prayed last week for Tim Chola to get a job? Remember that? He's starting Monday.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Prayer works. Amen? Prayer works. Come on up.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for your power. We thank you that you are God and you have the whole world under control. And we're asking you right now to take care of this situation with the oil. Father, it's very complicated for me, but you understand it. And we ask you in Jesus' name that you would cause the people who are being wicked and causing greed to prevail, that you would cause them to back off and so that the rest of the economy in the world would not be having so much hardship. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Father God, you know how I feel about getting rain right now when I'm working at it, out in it. So, but John's requested a good power of rain, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray for a good power of rain to come down on us starting tonight, into tomorrow, all day tomorrow, Monday night, into Tuesday morning, and then stop. Lord God, that's what we need. I'm working inside tomorrow with Joe DiCarlo, and so let her come on down. And Lord, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory. Then it needs to stop Tuesday and come back Wednesday. And then next weekend, we want some more rain and snow in the mountains. Lord, I appreciate the weather that you are sending our way, knowing it is on the way, and it's going to be a soaker. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, as we lift up Aaron to you, Lord God, and her family. We thank you, Lord, that you've shown her the truth about this pagan ritual, Lord, of celebrating this Christmas, Lord. But we thank you, Lord God, right now that you showed her the truth, Lord, and she'll bring up her family the way that you would have her to bring her up, Lord. And Lord, we lift up this pastor to you, Lord God, and we pray for him, Lord God, that he would also see the light, Lord. And Lord, that if he called Christians creepy, Lord God, he said we were to be in the world but not of it. And Lord, if that's being creepy, Lord, we thank you that we're creepy for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Midge's son right now. And we pray, Heavenly Father, let him examine himself. Let him realize whether there is an open door somewhere. And let him close that door shut. that let the devil will have no authority over him to stop the finances. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for speaking into his heart right now and show him, O Lord, his heart and line it up with the Word of God. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will provide for all his needs, O Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come before you with Proposition 8. We pray that petitions go all around America and that there's going to be more signatures than there were before, and that it is going to be passed again, and they cannot stop you. They cannot stop you. And Father God, we thank you and praise you that on March 22nd, I believe it is, that ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, is coming to court with Planned Parenthood, and that they're going to lose because they confiscated money or used money incorrectly from the taxpayers. And we thank you and praise you that they're going to be kicked out of America. We don't need Planned Parenthood for 10-year-olds and 13-year-olds and so forth. We just thank you and praise you, Father God. And Father, we know that Pastor John and David Wilkerson also spoke about it, that in the early days when there were hippies, the Holy Spirit came down on them, and they came by the thousands into the churches accepting Jesus, wanting salvation. And we pray you do the same thing for the homosexuals in America.
Yes.
Hit them hard, Father, and bring them into the churches. It has to be of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for everything you're doing in our country. All of a sudden, Father God, people are coming together conglomerately against the government. And we thank you and praise you that more and more will gather together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up the finances for this ministry to you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we can't do it alone, but you can meet the need, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We know it, we believe it, and we receive it in Jesus' name. You are Master. You are Lord of all. You give the gifts, Father God. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we receive the blessings right now, Heavenly Father. Just touch your people. Let them give, Father God. Let them be blessed abundantly by this ministry and in their daily lives. They love you, Father. We are your children, Heavenly Father, and we know it.
Yes.
We receive it. We receive the blessings, Father God. You didn't call us to be famous. But Heavenly Father, you meet the need and you give us what we have need of, Father God. And we praise you and we thank you abundantly and mightily for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for all. Jesus' mighty and precious name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just rejoice with Jason and his intensity. And we thank you for healing Nadine. We thank you for completing the job that you have begun, Lord God, and that she will rise up and be a witness to her daughter. A witness that her daughter cannot turn away from, that she has to pay attention to and finally come to grips with meeting Jesus Christ as her Savior. Father, her mother's been praying. Her father prayed all these many years for her soul, and she has resisted. She's a good daughter. She's kind. She does what she should do for her mother, but she doesn't know Jesus, and that is breaking Nadine's heart. Father God, she doesn't want to go, and maybe that's what's holding her here. She doesn't want to go until her daughter is safe in the arms of Jesus, and that she knows she's going to be saved and be with her for eternity. So, Father God, we thank you for the healing you've done in Nadine. We praise your name for it, and we ask you, Lord, to touch Chris, touch her heart, and let all of the witnessing that we did while I was visiting with her and all of the things that we talked about, have them come to her heart, have Jesus come into her heart and woo her to him. Father, we pray for her soul in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for Teresa DiCarlo. We thank you, Father God, that surgery was successful on her leg, Father.
Amen.
We thank you right now for the speedy healing. We thank you, Lord, that the pain will be taken away by your holy angels, for your Holy Spirit to comfort her where she's at right now. And we thank you that soon or very soon we'll see your smiling face again in church. And we praise you for that, Father. And we pray for a complete restoration, that she will walk like she never had a problem before with her leg. And we thank you for that. And we thank you now that every prayer up here, they're on the altar in heaven. The smoke is coming up on the altar. And in due time, they shall be answered. And we want to throw in a thanks to Father God for Tim Chola. We prayed for him for a long time, Lord, to get a job. And Father God, this coming Monday, he's starting his new job. And we pray a blessing upon him that he will be sharp. Father God, he'll be able to absorb and to learn quickly and to be able to be an asset to this company, Lord. And we thank and we praise you for that. And we thank you also to be a blessing to him, Lord. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes. Praise God. You may be seated.
Well, praise the Lord. And it's at this time we're going to take testimonies. And following in the footsteps of Thomas, I'll give a little one first. You know, Pastor, as you were talking about women preaching and teaching, and if it wasn't for a woman evangelist, I would not have been saved. I was before a woman evangelist that I was saved, and I praise God for that. I had no idea that I would ever be, number one, saved or become a Christian, but then I always never thought it would be a woman. I thought it would be a priest or somebody, but you know, it was this little woman. Her name was Hattie Hammond. I don't know if some of you heard of her. A very powerful message, and the Holy Spirit just brought me forward, and I caved in, you might say, and it was a beautiful thing. The other woman that has helped me along in my life is my wife, and I have to give her credit too for, you know, Paul the Apostle said that God would not take a thorn in his flesh away, and he wasn't quite sure what it was, and I don't want to say my wife is, but you know, sometimes she rubs me that, she just makes me walk that straight and narrow a little bit better than I would if I didn't have her in my life, I know that. I just want to thank God for putting her in my life and helping me along. Praise the Lord. We'll take testimonies.
Good morning. The Lord reminded me of a testimony. I want to say my testimony in a very brief way because it involved tears. And Jesus said he wipes up tears. He's the same. He always did. He came to heal the brokenhearted and to restore those that were wounded. And I remember, I wasn't saved then, but I was in my bedroom watching. It was during the time that they were giving a lot of testimonies. It was in the late 70s, I believe, and they were giving the story of the life of Christ in television, the movies of the life of Jesus. And I was by myself sitting there, and I remember seeing that, and there was a moment where Jesus was standing like toward Pontius Pilatus, where he was trying to, you know, condemn him because of the accusation. He went in and I was seeing his back, so it wasn't like I was looking at the face of any person. And I started just weeping. I was sitting there and I was just so weeping. I was like, I couldn't understand why I was so weeping. And I remember saying this, how can they accuse you when you are so good? The only thing you do is good. The only thing you did is demonstrate the love of God by healing and doing all that, and how can they not understand your love and your goodness? And I wept and wept there by myself. And then after that, I realized that I need to know him more. And it was like the first time I realized I didn't have a Bible. And that's how I went, and I bought myself the Bible, and I started reading it, and I didn't even realize that was a moment I was born again. I did not know it. But this love for Christ came by that experience of his love for me. So I believe that this repentance unto life brings a conviction of tears sometimes. And maybe for a woman it's easier to cry than for a man to see the love of God and to see the need of His love in their lives. And I know that in a personal experience in my family and other people. And this woman that we were talking to, what Pastor was talking about, that she wiped the feet of Jesus as she cried. And then when Jesus said to her, "You are forgiven much because you love much. You have been much able to receive that forgiveness and the love of God." This is what I wanted to share. I wanted to share that as we spoke about the Holy Spirit, the conviction unto life, the conviction of sin, and the conviction of the love of God who came in the flesh to die for us, and His love demonstrated, that will bring the repentance unto life. And that repentance of to life will not be a tear of anger or disappointment, or whatever. It will be a tear of deep conviction unto life. And that's what my prayer is today, that if there is anyone up there that have never been able to cry, that cry of love that Jesus even experienced, love for us, when he himself cried, and he was there for everyone that cried. He was there to every woman that was crying, and he always was there to lift us up and heal the brokenness of the heart. So I just wanted to share that, and I just pray that people will be able to express that love and receive the love of God through that emotion that he has given us. He said he's bottling those tears. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me to share this testimony with the congregation. And thank you for helping me to make it crystal clear, I pray in the name of Jesus. It's wonderful to go to, we went to Reggie Sin's funeral. And it was such a celebration. It was like going to a wedding, I mean. But it was a farewell. And he received the best farewell there was. Not only all his friends were there and everything, but also the Air Force. They honor him with all the things that they normally do. I don't know exactly how to express that, but they had about close to 10 men of the Air Force.
Military honors.
Yeah, it was a military honors for Reggie Sin, and it was the best farewell you could have expected to have him, and it was wonderful what happened. The pastor gave a wonderful message there, a message of salvation it was so crystal clear, what salvation is all about, and I believe that people, received it, and people, even if they didn't confess their sins, even if they didn't make the confession to Christ, I believe they are the near future, they will. And he made it so crystal clear the first time in the funeral home, and then in the graveside as well, the same thing happened there, and it was wonderful. And I remember the prayer meeting. Everybody heard me, the pastor probably remembers, that I asked the Lord to use each and every one of us to go to that funeral, Reggie Sin's funeral. And sure enough, he used everyone. He used Bill Chicon and also Bob Cadle and others, my wife. And also he used me as well. And it was wonderful that when God does something, you know it is God, and it's not Sotiris, it's not any other person. So we started talking at the funeral home with this man. His name was Joe. We shared different things about his religion and so on, and I told him for what religion I'm coming from, to the Greek Orthodox and so on and so forth. And sure enough, we left there. We went to the restaurant for while we're waiting to for the motorcade to go over to the gravesite. So we went to eat a couple of sandwiches with my wife and so on. And then before long, that man was there too. So we continue the conversation with Joe. And then the Lord had me give him one of those calendars, the Freedom calendars. So he accepted it, and I said, I believe that calendar is around your line. You're a patriot, and you love things concerning America and so on, and freedom. And so he accepted it. And that we left the restaurant. And when we were ready, the car were lined up there to, they were lined up to go to the gravesite. And it was one car after the other and after the other. And he seemed to be right behind us. So I had the opportunity again to, we started talking again. And before long, this man gave his heart to Christ. He thought that, he was a Catholic, but he believed in Christ. He believed that he was his Lord and Savior. But I said, you need to do a little more than that. You need to confess him before men. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior and ask him to forgive you for your sins. And I said, if you're ready to do it, we'll do it right here, I said. And before long, the man accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I praise God for that, for giving me the opportunity. And as you can see, it was God all the way. He made the one appointment after the other, after the other. The one meeting after one, after the other. And he got saved. And I have nothing to do with that. An obedient man, in other words. And I thank God. And it was a wonderful thing that how people were really celebrating what was happening. It was a wonderful farewell for Reggie's sin. And I enjoyed that. And I praise God for that.
Morning, everyone. I want to give a praise report, too, with respect to the services. By the way, most people know that Reggie's son has joined us over here. My wife has him trapped over. If you don't know Reggie's son, Richard, there he is. And so he's been needing a lot of prayer from each of us as he goes through the grief process, which is a process like anything else. You start here and you go to there. But what I want to talk about is this. Let me begin at the beginning. In the age we live in, the flag is not respected as it was when those of us from a different generation grew up. A flag is, it's a piece of cloth, but it's not a piece of cloth to those who fought for it and served for the principles for which the flag stands. That's the key. It was the principles of liberty and freedom from oppression that caused Francis Scott Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner, as he looked out from that prison ship all night long, expecting to see the fort destroyed and the flag be shot down, but it was not. And that's where our national anthem came from. And as Christians, what I urge every one of you to do is to get out your hymn books, if you haven't done it for a long time, and take a look at the last verse of the Star-Spangled Banner. It's a 100% Christian verse. We were given a nation. We were raised up a nation by God as a Christian nation. Now, people today poo-poo that, but that's the truth. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court, back when we had a real one, ruled in the 1890s that this is a Christian nation. But what I received yesterday, Friday, I guess it was, right, was this. I went over there to really respect not just Reggie Shin as a major, which I would have saluted him a lot of times in the old days. I wanted to salute him once again. But what I observed is this. There's so few people anymore that understand the flag code. They don't know what you're supposed to do when the flag approaches. A good illustration of that was that we went on the internet about 2 years ago. Somebody took a short video of a parade. And it used to bug me, too, especially when I came back from the war. I used to get so... I can't do that at the pulpit, can you? When you see people just giggling around and paying no attention to it. And this particular parade, people were just gadabouts, just talking away. And here came the color guard. And the only one that stood up was a veteran in a wheelchair. And he, with great effort, got out of the chair. Took enough time because he was figuring he had to be up 5 paces from the flag. He had to be up and salute. I can't salute without a hat, but anyway, I would. But it gave me great pleasure to be with a couple of veterans there who also understood that. So when Reggie's flag came by on the casket, I was able to do what we were trained to do and what we were proud to do in earlier times in America, and that is to give one glorious, snappy, final salute to the flag, but also to Reggie. And there was a couple other guys with me, and we discussed that were right there, knew the flag code, in other words. And that's not to disparage those that didn't know that, because it's not trained, you're not taught that anymore. But when I grew up, the flag code was as important as brushing your teeth, maybe more so. So the other thing I want to talk to the Christians about real fast is this. We've reached the point where nicey-nicey prayers have to be supplanted with what is called imprecatory prayers. We need to pray against the enemies of God in this nation. Now, respecting the oil, I subscribe to a lot of interesting things, and there's some developments that may be available as early as May of this year that we can start extracting the oil, not just the fracking, the new thing there, but in some new technology. And using that technology, we have more oil here, we already do, in North Dakota and so forth, than the Middle East. So you ask yourself, why are we buying oil? And we know that, because the New World Order wants to force the prices up to kill our mobility, to kill our ability to get around, to build our ability to feed our families. We paid $5 for gasoline that ought to cost about 88 cents. I remember it wasn't that long ago when I had money, I subscribed to a $5,000 a year thing with a guy who knew the oil business backwards and forwards about 15 years ago. And he hobnobbed with the sheiks and the Arabs, and he showed us where what it cost them then to get a barrel of oil out was 50 cents. It's not a whole lot more than that now. So you made the massive, massive profits at this rate. But we have the oil here. We need to pray for that. We need to pray for people to come out of the woodwork, to whistleblow, to show people. I mean, it's obvious. North Dakota stands alone among all the states right now They're just rolling in oil money and have, you can go up there and work for McDonald's at $10 an hour in North Dakota. Want to move up there and freeze. And housing, there isn't any. A guy I know has bought a couple of motor homes and took them up there and is renting them for $2,000 a month. He paid like $6,000 a piece for them. He's getting $2,000 a month for rent. So we have it right now that we have oil. Canada has oil. We got oil up at the, up where Sarah Palin can seek it from Russia. And so you're being conned. We need to pray against these people, that God will open the eyes, give the courage to these people who know these truths and to come out with it. Because the noose is tightening. A lot of people were conned by Fox News. They thought, well, it's a conservative. No. All the newspapers are controlled by the same way, and they're also controlled by who gives them the license, you know, to broadcast. So Judge Napolitano, who was telling the truth like you couldn't even believe, they canceled his show a couple of days ago. So the noose is tightening, but we have more power than them, all of them combined, and we have God Almighty. And that's where we need to direct our attention. Pray for revival, and that these people, these evil ones, will be exposed and dealt with by God Almighty. Thank you.
And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I praise thee, though thou hast angered me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me.
I will. Behold.
Behold, God is my salvation, and I trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
And in that day
thou shalt say,
Praise the Lord.
Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted.
Amen.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark, this the voice of angels, warning a song to me, over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptations, sin cannot harm me there. Free from the blight of sorrow, free from my doubts and fears, only a few more trials, only a few more tears. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest.
Jesus,
my heart's dear refuge, Jesus has died for me. Firm on the rock of ages, ever my trust shall be. Here let me wait with patience, wait till the night is over, wait till I see the morning break on the golden shore. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest.
Amen. And we dedicate that song to the family of Regis Shims, the son and the wife and all the relatives, and to all brothers and sisters in Christ. Safe in the arms of Jesus and safe on his gentle breast. Wouldn't that be sweet for us someday to be able to do that with Jesus? I do have, first of all, this has been on my shoulders for a long time, and this gentleman just brought up the issue of oil. We've been brainwashed that oil came from dinosaurs. Now, it's amazing that a lot of people still believe that, but it's not. It's some other kind of God's creation within the depth of the earth. And if the administration has closed off or capped off and refuses to open up or continue pumping the oil, all the wells are filled to the top, but because of the restrictions, the oil is just sitting there. So if someone with authority, like our God, would force someone to look into those wells, they're all refilled. It's a replenishing substance. So therefore, we don't have to be bound by these foreigners who are manipulating this country. So much for oil. I do have a testimony, a praise report for our Heavenly Father. 2 weeks ago, Saturday, I was playing around with Natalia, and she loves to play follow the leader. So we were bicycle riding, and of course, you know, tell her to wear her helmet, but I didn't wear my helmet. So anyway, as we were riding around, she makes tight turns and up and down. And so as we were going over the stairs, down the stairs, she made a quick left, and I was right behind her, and I got a little panicky. So I have a racing bike, and of course the front, I got panicked, so I tried to stop, and I locked up the front wheel. And when that happens, you fly over the bicycle, and so I came down crashing with my left shoulder on the pavement, and my rib plunged into the handlebars, which I have cracked rib in there. And then lastly, my head hit a rock border, and that was it. I mean, I thought I was a goner. I mean, it was. So anyway, I laid there. I was just like almost unconscious, and I kept grabbing my head, and I was bleeding, and Natalia was crying. And so anyway, I just want to say that God loves me, and I love Him, and He's been protecting me. As many times I come up with testimonies on close calls. Now, just a little bit lower, I probably would have been with Reggie building houses up there in heaven right now, but unfortunately, I'm still here. Thank God for that, because I'm sure God has plans for me here on earth. It's too soon for me to go, so I give praise and glory to Heavenly Father. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You, Lord, for this wonderful day that You've given us, Lord. And we thank You for Your word. We thank You for touching a pastor, Lord. And Lord, we thank You that we would take that word, Lord, today. And Lord, that it would direct us and guide us and change us, Lord God, for the better. That we would appreciate, Lord, Your word. And Lord, that we would learn to live it instead of just hearing it, Lord. We thank You for that. Thank You for blessing each one who's come today, Lord. Lord, that You are our everything, and we thank You for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy. sorrow and mourning shall pass away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head.